Yeah.
Just a question. Are we going to do this brackets here?
What was it for?
We had two. There's the one that I suggested about a couple of weeks ago about picking the innocuous objects.
Oh,
which I think is a good idea. Then there's the one for the best action hero of all time.
Hmm. Either I completely forgot about.
Yeah, Sam, I'm not really prepared.
That's a hopeless. You've had 6 weeks.
I do have a topic of conversation, though.
What?
I brought it up before.
What?
So, if something you make, I don't know, what do we say? Like, if you take an ingredient out of something that makes it a dish, is it that dish still, or is it now another dish?
Why? Of course an Italian is proposing this. Like,
I wasn't even thinking about Italian food.
Did you use oregano in the bolognese? It's not bolognese anymore.
No, I actually was not even having a think. I wasn't even thinking Italian food in mind. Because what was I eating before? And you said it, and you go, and what did I say that to? What was it? What was the food? Well, my palate.
I think it was pizza, wasn't it?
No, it was just before. No, before you got here. He was eating something. I go, well, would that still be that if you took that out?
Is a carbonara still a carbonara without the bacon?
You put cream.
And the cream?
Cream. Okay,
but it's not even bacon.
What if I want a vegetable? What if I want a vegetable carbonara? What is that? Oh, cream and veggies.
But it's not even pancetta. It's the other one, guanciale.
Yeah, same. Yeah, exactly.
What's that?
See, it's just another ham.
It's cheek. It's cheek.
Beef cheeks.
Yeah, it's like aged pork or whatever, cheeks, you know, yeah. Dried.
Pork or beef?
Pork.
Pork. Pork. But you can't, you know, like anything outside of guanciale, which cheese?
Pancetta.
Which cheese?
Pecorino.
Pecorino, yeah. And pepper. Like, and egg yolks. If you use anything else, apart from those four ingredients, that's it. It's not the dish anymore. That's the argument.
Isn't carbonara.
Yeah.
It's okay, not- wait, what did you say? Egg yolks, pecorino.
Yeah. The guanciale.
Yeah.
And pepper.
But you don't use egg yolk, do you?
That's the sauce. That's the cream. That's how you make the cream.
Can't you just use any cream?
You don't use cream. That's the argument. The egg yolk is the cream.
And if my grandmother had wheels, she would have been a bike.
But they argue that anything outside of those four ingredients, it should be four ingredients. That's
they,
it.
As in the Italian.
They're telling me about they.
Lined what up
do you mean,
at the front.
Those people.
Those have people. You seen that video of, is it Constantine Kissin?
Who?
What?
The dude from that trigonometry. He's like, you haven't seen his videos lately?
I don't know.
Okay. There's two pommy. Constantine Kissin, he's the Russian dude that moved to the UK. And like.
Oh, he's always angry.
He's not angry. He just talks in a very monotonous voice.
Uh-huh. I'm just Russian.
I'm just Russian. He's the one I think I sent to
you. He's already moving away from his ingredients thing.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly touched the nerve with the Italian.
You touched the nerve. You clearly touched the nerve. And he's talking about the Palestinian thingy. And he's talking to some, like, race grifter. And he's like, what
race
are you?
Grifter. Yeah, yeah.
Because he's like.
That's a new one.
Yeah, I know.
Race grifter.
That's the thing. Haven't you heard of that?
What the hell does that mean?
I've
a race grifter.
I've never heard
so
of that.
So people who are perpetually outraged whenever something happens.
I use
happens,
the word grifter all the time.
And they say, you're blaming us because we're this color of skin.
Right.
Race grifters.
Okay.
So he's like, all right, well.
Oh, they're opportunistic to
opportunistic
the fact
to
that
just, yeah, like basically. Yeah, right. Like basically the view.
Yeah.
You know, they're just always, you know.
It's not our fault. We're just.
It's not our fault. Yeah. It's, you know. It's
you're just racist.
You're just racist.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's saying, like, you know, this and that, and the guy saying, well, how come, you know, it's with, like, the number one cause for domestic terrorism is, like, white nationalists in England. That's the rising threat.
Hmm.
Rising, mind you, not the actual threat. And and he goes, well, why do you people, every time this comes up, you change the narrative? And then the guy in, like, the Palestinians is like, what do you mean by you people? Uh-huh. And it goes silent for a second. He goes, you people, race grifters. That when something comes up, you try to change a narrative and put it back on the victims. That's it. And it was just like, you people.
Yeah. Here's
like,
question.
It was a perfect answer.
If I have a margarita and he puts oregano on it and not basil, is it still margarita?
Margarita is a cheese pizza.
Wouldn't you argue it's a sauce?
Dude, he's twitching.
It's a sauce pizza?
You've clearly hit a nerve.
He's like, what do you mean?
He's buttery.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not. It's not. Because it has a specific taste.
All I can picture.
When I make my cheese and tomato under the grill, if I feel like a margarita flavor, I put basil on it. I want the normal cheese under the guy, put oregano.
All I can picture is that Joe Pesci casino meme. It's a footage of an Italian being having to watch someone make Hawaiian.
Look,
his face.
I'm just saying. A lot of places do it.
Look, basil is the definitive taste of the margarita. Mm. Right?
Yeah, of
when
course.
I started making pizzas at home and I stopped using oregano, I started using basil, transformed the game.
Yeah.
100%.
Why are you using oregano on your pizzas?
Because this is what Greeks do, man.
Plus, it's dry.
It's your problem.
It's in the pantry.
It's in the pantry.
You don't have fresh basil just...
Yeah.
Basil goes off very quick.
Does it? I don't know. I always got a fresh batch lying around.
Dickhead.
It's bullshit.
Hang on,
it's fast, man.
This guy grew up coming to my house as a kid all the way through to high school, right?
Yes.
Yes. Did you not enjoy my mother's dinners?
They were nice, yeah.
Yeah, they were nice. You know what I remember him saying? I remember my mum, we were playing like some game, right, in my room, like PlayStation or whatever, and my mum comes up to me and says, hey, dinner's going to be ready in like, you know, half an hour or whatever. I said, okay. She goes, oh, ask John if he's going to stay. I said, oh, Dickhead, do you want to stay for dinner? My mum's making
it's like free food, yeah.
Yeah, and I said, she's making hamburgers. And then this guy just goes quiet, goes, so fucking lucky, man. I go, why? He's doing, you're having hamburgers for dinner. And? Do you know what I have for dinner? Pasta. Do you know what I had yesterday? Pasta. You know going to have tomorrow? Pasta. Oh, I don't know, man.
Yes, but also, didn't that was the foolishness of youth.
Yes, but my point is that, all right, I didn't have fresh basil to put on my homemade pizza. My mum used oregano.
My gosh, Woolies, $5 for two batches.
Question
right?
for you.
Got it now.
Would you still think the same about the cooking if you ate it today?
About my mum's cooking?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. But the difference is, look, my mum is a good cook. I've been to houses where, like, they clearly didn't know what they were eating, right?
Yeah.
It's rife in the community, okay?
The guy can't touch this.
No, I can't have that.
Take that get off his neck.
Dude, I got some suitor.
I'll
have
my coffee now, thanks.
Brought in some woman from overseas. You know, I sit down, they bring out this dish. It's like a microwave lasagna. I just look at it like, I can't have that.
Thanks, you literally light up a fag. You light a fag. Just to put it out in the food. That is right.
What's for dessert?
Thanks for the ashtray.
Vienna ice cream.
You just look at your friend who invited you.
Let's go.
I've
seen enough.
I'll be putting my shoes on.
We've had this in the
freezer
since 98. We're waiting for a special occasion.
Let's go. Okay, look. My mum is a good cook, right? Hands down, I'll give her that. The one thing that she didn't have was diversity in spicing. So when I moved out and started cooking regularly, I'd bring her she'd give me a Tupperware, I'd bring her back, you know, obviously with food in it. It's like, what was that? Like, it was a stir fry, it was this, it was that. What was the rest? Okay, you're not going to be able to make it. What are you talking about? I told her, you don't have half the spices of you. You don't have garam masala sitting in your pantry.
She's like, oh, oregano.
Yeah.
No, I've got the olive oil. Yeah, I've got heaps of olive oil.
Salt. Pepper.
No, Chinese fire spice. Oregano.
Legit. So I always give a shit about that. 100%. Now, to further your question, pick a dish.
You got all these empty, like, all these seasoning bottles, but there's just oregano in every single one.
You need a teaspoon of fenugreek. Yes, I'm Greek.
Yes.
All right. It's oregano.
We could. And a bit of clove, yeah? That's the other thing?
Clove in, like, pasta, like bolognese pasta.
Oh, and the desserts.
What do you mean in bolognese pastas?
No, what they do is, if they're making, like, a cooking store, like a red-based dish,
yeah,
they'll throw in the meat, they'll sear the meat, right, with salt, pepper, like garlic, onion, right?
Yeah.
Then they'll throw in the tomato sauce, right, bring it to boil, then they'll put a cinnamon stick in.
A bay leaf?
Are we talking like a bolognese here?
Can we?
No.
It's not a bolognese.
It's called like cook in his store, which means like reddened beef stew almost.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Right? So it's chicken or lamb or beef, right? So you've tanned the meat, you've browned it with onion, garlic, blah, blah, blah. You put the tomato sauce in, whatever. You bring it to boil. You let it start simmering, right? And it simmers for like an hour, so the meat's tender as shit. Cinnamon stick, bay leaves, as he said, oregano. Then at the cloves.
At the end, yeah.
In the last quarter, like not at the start. And only one, like, or two, not fucking...
No, no.
You know. Then you serve it with either rice or pasta.
Because it's more of a deep... It's more of a deep, earthy dish than, like, a vibrant, herby dish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you'd serve it with rice or pasta. But I put, that was a staple, mate.
I put a dash of cinnamon in my bolognese.
Pasta? What type of pasta are we talking about?
No, like a macaroni, like straight spaghetti.
Oh, it could be anything, though. We had it with rice a lot.
Rice, it'd be rice or pasta, depending. Yeah. But it was only like a straight macaroni. It wasn't like a...
It wasn't like spaghetti.
No, it was the miss score number three. You're such... You know what I love, man? Italians think they're such purists when it comes to food. They've got no fucking idea. It's all just carbs in different shapes.
Oh, yeah. Everything's carbs.
It's face.
It is carbs.
It's coming from...
It's like, what'd you have for dinner? Bread.
I didn't get into this argument.
Pasta. Oh, yeah.
Did you ever see the Gordon Ramsay thing about him saying our Greek cuisine was the best one in the world? Tell me you saw it.
No.
Oh, I'm going to find it.
Yeah, that's what they talk about the Mediterranean
Greek cuisine half Turkish anyway?
Wow. Well,
I think it's the other way around.
No.
I thought it was the other way around.
No, dude. Greek cuisine has a lot of similar traits with Serbian cuisine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Balkan, Mediterranean, okay? Turkish cuisine shares a lot of similarities with Greek cuisine. Like, a lot of the meals are similar, but there are significant differences in the flavorings. So Turks use a lot more mint and shit like that. We use a lot more garlic and oregano. That's the key differences. You know, Turks will fry carrot. We won't, to make dip, yeah? Like, I'm telling you, because Turkish blends into Persian. And then Persian blends into Arabic. Yeah? It's Asia Minor. It's not European Mediterranean.
Mm, that's true.
But because they're bordering and they lived under each other's asses for thousands of years, you're going to have similar dishes.
Does it have lemon, garlic, oregano? It's Greek.
Yeah. We share language. We share dishes. Like, it's just the way it is. But there's a significant divide.
It's like going to a soup place and going to a kebab shop. You're not going to get the same.
Sounds like marketing PR.
Dude, I love Turkish food.
It sounds like marketing PR for
it. I love Cypriot food because it's like a mix of like Greek, Turkish, and Arabic.
Do you
food,
prefer
man.
A kebab or souv?
He doesn't know the difference.
No, I would definitely know the difference.
I don't know the difference.
You would absolutely
I'm an uncultured swine.
But which one would you prefer?
I don't know what they are. I only eat pasta and I don't venture from
it. Is that a pasta dish? What is that?
Yeah, what is it? Does it have salami in it, Andy? I don't know. Salami, possibly? I don't know.
We can't discuss food. We fight. Like, it's just the way it is. Hang on, I'm going to find this fucking thing. Gordon.
Feta mozzarella. Yeah, I've heard of that before.
Feta mozzarella.
Do you know what's really good? Cow cheese mozzarella. Cow cheese feta.
I've had that.
Very good.
Yeah,
it's a balance between feta and mozzarella.
It depends where it's from. Depends who makes it, man. Trust me, I've had it. Yeah.
You didn't like it?
Aussie feta is with cow milk. It's more of a yellow color.
So yeah.
It's got a significant taste. It's not feta.
But did yours have consistency of like a mozzarella?
No.
Mine did.
It was a bit tougher. It wasn't soft, but
it wasn't crumbly.
So, no, wasn't. So in Dean's words, he doesn't eat feta. Great feta, proper feta.
Mm.
Because like in his words, feta. it tastes like goat's ass.
Yeah.
That's goat feta.
Yeah, no, but he just said...
I never used to eat goat cheese feta. I prefer it now.
Mm. But he just sums it all up as one. He just says it's all goat's ass. It tastes like goat's ass. And he just eats the cow feta.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've tasted goat's ass and it tastes like it, well, what can I say?
So here we are, a bit of France in Crete. Thank you very much.
You think about Greek food first before you think about Greek champagne. I'm more excited about the ingredients here. Greece never gets the look in that France has or the Italians. Honestly, I think Greek cuisine is better than Italian cuisine. You know that, right?
I can't. No, you're not serious. You cannot, you can't. I'm going to say something. Say something.
The thing is, in Crete, for example, yeah, this is one place in the world where people live up to 90, 100 years old, yeah, and that's because of the food and the climate. The
Italian diet is one of the most famous diets in the world for people who live in many, many years. you cannot compare it to Italian.
Have you seen the video where...
That's a typical European response to, like, getting angry because you're wrong.
This is the better one, man. This is the best. So they go to a Greek restaurant, right? And they're making like Greek pizzas. So like making the dough from scratch, you know, like in pita style and all that sort of shit. Dude, this is the best. I've watched this clip so many times, man. It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Take the crust out. Take the pizza oven. 300 degrees. So the air circulates inside and it gets a bit fluffier and crispy. Oh.
Yes.
I think you know about pizza.
What do you mean I think you know about pizza?
Italian or not?
Yeah, I'm in Italian.
Yeah, we're back in the pizza.
My friend, you're making a kebab, you're making a kebab.
No, no kebab. It's souvlaki.
I don't expect. Did you just call me pizza boy?
But you know about pizza?
Just call me pizza boy and nobody says anything.
So you're aerating the dough, so it makes it a lot lighter as well.
Lighter, fluffy, and crispy on the outside. That's what we make it in the pizza.
That's delicious.
I mean, they've reinvented the wheel. What do you think? Are you ready to rumble? Get inside the kitchen to get a fight?
I already know in my mind we're going to kick your ass like there is no tomorrow.
Let's go.
Like this?
Let's go. We're going to cook. You can judge.
Okay. I'll be truthful.
So did you see the way one where Gordon Ramsay tries to make a, is it a pad thai or something?
Yeah, he's off.
Yeah, well, and the guy's like, wide on the top, he eats and he's like, what is this?
Yeah,
it's a pad thai. It's shit. This is not pad thai.
The best kebab win.
No. She talks too much.
This kebab is going to be boring.
Just stop calling it a fucking kebab.
He's calling it a pizza boy.
We'll have to work quickly to get finished. But it seems my sous chef didn't get the memo.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm having a break.
A pizza boy and a beer boy, huh?
So, you found your match, you know?
Dude, I said that to a mate of mine the other day. He's Italian. I said, trust the Greeks, yeah? He comes a famous chef to Greece, trolling him, calling him pizza boy. Like, only Greeks, man. Yeah. Like, what you fuck? Okay, so it depends on the dish, right? It's like vegetarian lasagna. If you take the mince out, is it still lasagna? If it's got bechamel, it's got all the other shit. Well, it's a vegetarian lasagna.
If the foundation is there and you're just chopping and changing a few ingredients, it's essentially whatever you... You're starting with the original foundation of the ingredients.
If the heart of the dish isn't there, then it no longer is that dish.
If it's not a pizza in general, so then
what
fine.
All right, so then what is the heart of a lasagna?
Heart of a lasagna? What I feel the heart of a lasagna is...
Does it have sauce? Does it have the bechamel? Does it have the pasta?
Sauce, bechamel, cheese, pasta.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. I disagree, but interesting.
I disagree. What do you think?
So what would be your point on that?
Well, what's your point then?
So you see, the uniqueness of lasagna is the whole dish in itself, the combination of every ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
It's not one single ingredient. So, yes, I do think it's like...
But you can't have a name just because you change one ingredient. You can't change... You can't have a name for... It would be impossible.
Sure you can. They do it now for everything. They create a box for everything now.
But it'd be impossible for cheese. Normal...
He is cheese!
Normal... Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's cheese. Essentially what you're doing.
Don't judge my dish.
It just doesn't make sense. You make a pasta and you substitute one ingredient and you have to change the name of it. That's just stupid. Doesn't make sense.
So, do you think vegetable lasagna has a standing?
No.
Yes. Does it have sauce? Yes. Does it have pasta? Yes.
So adamant. They get too defensive. Does it have meat?
Well, in the sauce.
No, that's why it's called vegetable lasagna, not just lasagna.
But then you don't use the word lasagna. Well, I'm making a vegetable layer pasta.
Okay, but it's like non-alcoholic beer. Is it not beer?
No, you'd have to change
the
name.
It's a soft drink.
It's not a soft drink. It's still like
carbonated.
It's still... Fucking
is it carbonated?
It's still fermented and like brewed the way beer is. It's just got no alcohol.
Do you start the similar way to the original?
Beer soft drink.
Beer drink. Yeah, but beer's got
beer
alcohol.
Flavored soft drink.
But if it tastes the same but doesn't have
malt
the alcohol.
Malt flavored soft drink. There you go.
But it's not a hops. Soft drink. A soft drink is carbonated. Traditionally carbonated.
Okay.
Non-alcoholics aren't carbonated. They're the same thing. You're trying to achieve the taste, not everything.
What's
else?
A gluten-free pasta or, you know, vegan cheese.
Mm. So, all right. Well, there you go. Here you go. Vegan cheese. Vegan meat. Should it be called vegan meat?
Well, it's
That's just a label. That's different.
It's a label, yeah. It's easy
just
to...
Just like a vegetarian lasagna is a label.
Because it's easy to understand the difference. If you come across something that's called, like, kerfuffle or something on the shop, you'd have to sit there and understand it.
Mm.
What they're trying to do is, like, for the people that want that vegan plant option, they use that. It's just the title.
You are such a dick troll, man.
Why?
Like, seriously. Your condescension is next level.
How am I condescending?
Next level. Pick another dish and remove an ingredient. Any dish. Anything. Pick a dish.
Saganaki.
Okay, saganaki is an interesting one.
Okay.
Do you know what makes it saganaki?
The lemon.
No.
What? The oil.
No.
The cheese.
No. No. What? No, no, and no. Okay, the Italians got no idea.
Of course we wouldn't, because we wouldn't know anything about Turkish cuisine.
It's not Turkish, you idiot!
It isn't.
Get to your point.
Saganaki is the name of the pot the frying dish that they use to actually prepare the dish.
Okay, so if it isn't prepared with the proper pot, what's it called?
It depends on the type of cheese you use.
The little triangle cheese that everybody calls Saganaki.
Okay, that's Kefalogravgeta.
Okay, why don't they put that on the menu?
They do.
Because people couldn't pronounce it.
It's literally Kefalogravgeta Saganaki.
Dude, I can barely pronounce that cunt.
When you buy it, the packet says Kefalogravgeta Saganaki. Because you're preparing the dish, which is called Saganaki. But any cheese that's fried in that particular...
It's like cast iron. All right.
What about Stufadia?
And just before you go on, the reason they use the cast iron is because it gets so hot compared to other pans that you can, like, do the cheese that way where it doesn't, like, break down.
It doesn't break down.
Yeah.
All right. Stufadia, is it?
Stufado.
Stufado. That's traditionally made with onion, yeah? Like a butt ton of onions.
Stufado.
No, it's mainly a beef dish.
Beef.
Ooh. Which is the one with a butt ton of onions?
It does have onions in it.
No, but I'm talking like 90% onions.
Onion soup? That would be like a predominantly onion dish. And again, you wouldn't be able to rename that if you took the onions out because it's onion soup. You just call it carrot soup or whatever you're replacing the onions with.
Okay, oh, really?
Stufado recipe. One pot
but
beef.
But that's, stufado. Like you said, 90% of the soup. Oh. I mean, it's the only ingredient. It's water and onions.
Stufado.
You're not going to replace it.
Here's the ingredients for stufado, okay. All right? Three Maybe tablespoons of olive oil.
Mm. There's some cloves in there somewhere.
1 kilo of stewing beef cut into large chunks. Chuck or shin will work. 600 grams of baby onions or small shallots.
Half a kilo of onions.
Shallots, sorry, not shallots. Pinch of golden caster sugar, 4 garlic cloves, chopped, 4 bay leaves, 1 cinnamon stick, 1 tablespoon of dried oregano, 1 pinch of ground allspice, ground cloves, tomato puree, red wine vinegar, chopped tomatoes, and some red wine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's red wine. I forgot.
Yeah, and basically just let it sit and simmer for an hour.
So the combination of the onion and the red meat is what makes a dish. Because obviously you're using 600 grams of onions.
I would say it's the spices in that specific
dish. It's the
spices
in that specific dish.
Because it's like earthy. It's an earthy dish. It's very deep.
Yeah, it's a winter dish.
I've had it a few times. I really like it. It's nice.
Yeah. It's like a stew, essentially, yeah. I usually have it on mashed potatoes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mashed potatoes. Again, or rice.
But this is the problem, is that these dishes are traditional. I don't care about tradition. I want to eat the way I want it to taste.
See, and Andy, that's what's wrong with the world. People what? Like you.
What?
You have no regard for anything that's come
how many
before, and then you're the very first one to jump on the bandwagon and complain
how
and you've
many
got scum living downstairs from
How many
from
times
you?
A week do you cook?
At Me? Home?
Do you personally cook?
I personally cook?
No, just be honest about it.
No, I'm being honest. Probably 4 to 5 nights a week.
I cook every day of the week.
Okay.
And I've done that for many, many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
I want to eat. If I'm going to take the calories in and gain the weight, I'm going to eat the way I want to eat.
Okay.
And if I don't want to use refined sugar, I'll use honey.
That's fine.
Does it change the taste? Absolutely. Do I care? Not a fucking care.
Fair enough.
If I want to use oregano,
but
what's
use the
oregano.
Thing that he calls when he does his meat? Shoeing? Shoeing?
Sous vide.
Sous vide.
Sous vide.
How many times a week do you sous vide your meat?
At the moment, I don't. I packed it away.
Sous vide your meat.
Why?
Pick another dish that changes essentially the heart of the dish. Anything. I mean, what constitutes a stir fry?
Well, stir fry doesn't have a specific thing, does it?
No. Stir fry is a method of cooking.
Yeah.
Right? But depending where you are in the world, a stir fry is going to be different.
All right. And not, no, I was
the,
going to
the
say
fact
nasty.
That it's even called stir fry is actually wrong.
Yeah, because
you've got, you're not frying,
no.
You're sauteing.
Yeah.
And you might be stirring, sure, like, but you're not frying.
Yeah.
So, like, the whole.
Okay, look this way. I could make a stir fry, right? And it won't taste like the one you had in, you know, your local Vietnamese Singaporean shop or whatever.
Have you seen what butter they use in banh mi's?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know how many ingredients is in that butter?
Yeah.
More than I have in the whole fridge.
But
you can't.
Dude, if I go to a shop, right, and keep in mind, I've traveled through Southeast Asia extensively, right? I've had the authentic shit in these countries. Overseas, the stomach doesn't really go to shit the way it does when you eat shit here.
Mm-hmm.
The key ingredients are MSG, soy sauce, and sugar.
Yeah.
I can't
Fundamentally
stand.
Everywhere, yeah.
I don't use MSG. Soy sauce I'll deal with. And I don't put excess sugar in stir fries because I don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah? It'll change the taste.
Yeah.
Am I warping the dish? I'm making a healthier version because I don't want to eat a shit ton of sugar before I go to bed.
Are you but a healthy vegetables? Dish according to the dishes that you get here.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But that's my point. Is it changing the heart and soul of the dish? No. It'll change. It'll taste a bit different. But that's because I don't want excessive sugar.
But then why
sugar.
Don't you try to make the one that you had when you went over there?
Because you're not going to get the same exact flavors, the same exact ingredients.
Yeah, but you're not going to get the same, but you're still trying. And yeah, then it's you're going to come down.
Okay, Filipino food, right? Okay. Loved Filipino food. Mm. Still do. It's awesome. But they do. They fry everything, and it's all coated in sugar and oil.
Okay.
Like excessive. Dude, if we ate like that every day, we'd be dying of cholesterol by our 40s. Yeah? There's no way in hell I would ever try and replicate that dish identically.
I had this argument with a couple of Japanese people where they were like, our diet's super healthy. And I'm like, no, your diet is soy sauce, sugar, and MSG or salt.
Yeah.
That's every single dish you eat, whether it's Oden, whether it's okonomiyaki. Those three components are in every single dish. That's not healthy. Soybeans are not healthy for you. They're very bad for
you. It's very salty too, isn't it?
Yeah, super salty food. But that's not healthy for you. The sugars, I mean, that's the worst shit on the planet. But the soybeans are like known as a horrible, horrible inflammatory shit on your body. And you're going to argue with me that that's a healthy diet? No, I'm going to change those things out. I'm not going to use soy sauce. I don't use soy sauce. I use tamari. They take the soy out of it or whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe we should switch to that.
It tastes exactly the same. Use tamari. Coconut aminos. Even better.
Hmm.
Same shit. It looks the same, tastes the same.
Okay. Maybe I'll switch that up.
And any sugar dish, I replace with honey. Anything. I just use honey.
And that's the thing, man. Like, when people bring up the Greek cuisine and the Greek diet, like, dude, none of it, like, they don't use spicing. They don't use artificial fucking enhancers and emulsifiers. Nothing, man. It's all based around fresh produce.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean?
If you got it on the farm where you grew up,
if you look at the core ingredients and the root of every sort of meal, they're all based around fresh produce.
But that's similar to the Italians.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Did we just, like, completely just pass over a whole thing where you just change an entire dietary part of your life based on one suggestion from him?
No, what are you talking about?
Yeah. You said you're going to start buying tamari.
No, because if...
Because he said it's healthier.
Yeah, but I know what tamari was.
Okay. Tell him to go buy some shares in freaking, I don't know, Evergrande or something like that.
Why?
This is the problem, right? That everyone has a preference, everyone's got an opinion, and everyone should just do whatever they want, keeping to themselves. But my thing is that when I have soy sauce, the soy actually fucks up my stomach. It just does. Same as gluten fucks up my stomach. I don't know if I'm celiac or not, but it destroys me. Same with, like, cheap cheeses.
Why don't you get the test for celiac?
Because I don't care. I'll just stay away from it. The cheap cheeses.
The mature thing to do.
The mature.
Cheap cheeses absolutely destroy me.
Man.
No, I just don't care. I mean, I know what.
I eat a bit of soy sauce and spend six hours on the tour.
Cans of salt after a canoeing trip.
The only time I eat gluten is if I make it at, like, bread at home and I let it ferment for like 3-4 days and it doesn't kill my stomach as bad. So I know that because when you ferment something, it breaks down that compound, and then it doesn't fuck up your stomach.
Your stomach is more, like, delicate than a little...
Fabergé egg.
I was going to say, like, a little pocket rabbit or something.
I don't know how delicate that is, but, yeah, I assume
it's like fairy floss in a fire.
It says you rabbits eat anything other than what they're supposed to eat, they die.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not dead. I just don't feel good. If I feel tired, I know something's not right. You're not supposed to feel tired after you eat. That's, like, a very common, I'm going to have a nap after I eat. That's something wrong. Something's wrong. Go for a walk after you eat. There's something very wrong.
It makes me sleepy.
But again, like, everyone can do whatever they want. It's up to them. If they feel like shit and they're happy with that, then great. But soy sauce, I replaced it. I feel great. Sugar, I replaced it. I feel great.
Maybe I'll do that. No, legit, because I didn't even know what that was until you just said it.
The soy kills me.
I don't use a lot of soy sauce, but I do use it in stir fries.
Mm.
Sometimes with eggs as well.
Yeah.
It's good on eggs.
It's a good, yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to overload it with too much shit. Bit of soy sauce.
Yeah.
It's good. The air fryer is a magical tool, though.
Yeah, I was
always against it.
Basically replaced
my toaster.
Like, yeah.
You know, I said, well, I don't use the toaster that often. Fuck it. I can throw bread in the air fryer.
Yeah.
How long are you cooking your toast for now?
Nothing. Like, just, like, you know, you zaps it for a minute or two and you're done. But, dude, the air fryer, chicken comes up perfect every time.
Yeah.
Pork comes up perfect every time. Like, there's no fucking about, man.
You done chips in there?
No, that's the one thing I haven't done yet.
Chips are way better in an air fryer.
Oh, yeah.
I'm waiting to buy like a steak or something and then actually do chips. Mm. But I think I'm holding off until I go back to the gym because I don't want to overload on carbs. I know if I start eating chips, it's over, man.
You don't need a whole bag of chips. Just get like a bag and eat like a couple of them.
Just literally get a potato, cut it into...
Yeah, even just
how long does it take?
For what?
To air fry chips, like a potato.
A raw potato? I did about 20 minutes at about 190.
Just an olive oil?
Yeah.
Okay. I did bacon this morning for the first time. And it was perfect.
Perfect. Yeah.
Perfect. I mean, from frozen.
Mm.
And I just put a few drops of olive oil on it and just flipped it once.
Yeah.
And it was just, oh, yeah, no, I was going nuts. Why are Italians so purist, like, about their meals, man?
Okay, chips. Don't Italians do, like, zucchini chips?
No.
Zucchini fries or something?
No.
Or is that Greeks?
It's Greeks.
Greeks do it. We do the
well, there you go. Why are they allowed to be called chips?
I don't know.
Because it's the act of chips, like right. as in making yeah. chips.
The process is the same. The method of cooking is the same. The shape is the same.
All right, but it's like empanadas and dumplings, yeah?
Mm.
They're essentially the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had an empanada.
No, I haven't either.
Empanada.
I know what they are.
Brilliant. Dude, empanadas. You.
I've had the crispy ones.
Empanadas. You would die of empanada, like, overdose. I'm telling you.
Are they crispy or are they soft?
Crispy.
Or both?
But it depends. Okay. It depends where, like, what region.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I have to say, Dim, you haven't done much to change my mind.
What do you mean? Dude.
Listen, it's filled with tomato like- sauce, mozzarella, basil. Now you're speaking my language.
Basil, you say.
Now you're talking.
Cheese and tomato, eh?
Buffalo mozzarella.
Buffalo.
Basil.
Something's missing, though. A little bit of olive oil on top just to round it off. Oh.
Look, I don't like it when I go to a restaurant and they bring out a dish and it says it's X and it clearly isn't fucking X. Like, it's veered so far off the planet.
But why does that bother you then?
Because they're labeling it as that's false advertising. I'm talking like Via. Yeah, like,
oh, like you get bolognese and brings out carbonara, and you're like,
what the fuck?
What was it, like a capuchesa? Oh, a capuchesa. Bring out a margarita. Is your Napolitana?
Okay, we should make that as an animation.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah.
What, was that the gift? It might have been the gift episode.
I can't remember, yeah, maybe.
It's could old. Be, yeah, that's definitely be, yeah. like 2-3 years old.
Do you know what I honestly do a lot now?
Here we go.
Because I like to... I just eat whatever. I don't really care. I pretty much eat whatever. As long as it's like decent quality and it's not going to screw me up. Like Domino's, can't touch it.
No.
Yeah. I think I've had it twice in my entire life.
It is horrid.
I've had Domino's at a kid's party. I was starving, right? And I finished work and went straight to...
He was pushing the kids away. Get the fuck out! I'm starving!
Move! I went to
and then he proceeded to push them out of the way to the toilet.
Dude, yeah. I went to this kid's party right after work, and I'm like, it's like, yeah, there'll be food. I get there, and it's like four pieces of Domino's or whatever left, like half cold and shit. I'm just looking at it. I'm like, I shouldn't do this. Like, I know the repercussions. Fuck it. I'm only like 800 meters from my house. Yeah. Took two bites of like a slice, dude, within 30 minutes. My gut was like,
it's bad. Turning, I don't know man. What it is. It, like, it just
all the, just all the calories and the shit.
But yeah. there's something cheese. About it. It just goes straight through you. Shouldn't.
Cheap cheese.
Dude, yeah, cheese is horrendous.
Yeah.
But on top of that, if you literally just jump on their website, look at their nutritional stuff and look at the ingredients, like, it's true. If you don't have that shit in your pantry at home, probably stay away from it.
Yeah.
Like, the amount of crap. Have you seen what they put in? I'm not a big fan of Krispy Kreme.
Oh, they're bad.
Have you seen the ingredient list? What's it's like one 76 of ingredients.
Of a Big Mac
for what?
One Krispy Kreme original is the equivalent calories. Of as a Big Mac. Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, but the ingredient list, man. Like, you think it's dough, water, and whatever glazing they put on it? No. It's like 70 ingredients deep. It's insane.
There's a reason why all that stuff that becomes franchises tastes
good. It's consistent.
Yeah.
They need the product to be consistent. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
But what I've been doing is, like, if I go to an ice cream place or something that's local, I'll just be like, give me your favorite ice cream. What's your favorite? Surprise me.
The stuff with the green shit on it.
And they're like, oh, I don't know. And I'm like, just surprise me. Whatever you want. I don't care. Just give me whatever. And they're always like so blown away by it.
Yeah.
And they actually put effort into thinking about it. It's not just like a scoop and brainless mind. They actually stop and be like, this is interesting. What do I feel like? You know, like it makes people engage a bit more.
Yeah.
I've done it a couple of times. The girl thought I was fucking flirting with her at Chatty. You know, that little stand? The French one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a blonde chick working there. It was like Thursday night. I was packed as. And I went up there and I'm like, she's like, what do you want? And I'm like, yeah, give me whatever you want. She's like, huh? I'm like, it's whatever you want. She's like, she gave me that cheeky look. I'm like, no. You know, like, just seriously, whatever's your favorite. She's like, oh my God. She gave me a free scoop.
Nice.
Like.
And that, we come to the crux of the story.
The crux.
Yeah, free shit.
The candy's looking for free shit.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to.
No, I think it's just fun. It's just different.
Well, I've done that when I go to bars or something and like, you know, what do you want to have? I'm like, surprise me.
Yeah.
Like, just stay. And I'll say, stay away from tequila. Okay. Everything else, you know, whatever. Go ahead. Whatever. Yeah. Like, what do you feel like? Don't care, man.
Yeah.
Or, you know what? Give me something light and refreshing. Cool. Yeah. And I would just make something.
I've done it at a charcoal chicken place, too. Give me whatever you want.
What's the variation on a charcoal chicken place?
Doesn't matter. It's whatever.
What do you mean?
You get chicken and chips.
It's either pasta salad or a quarter chicken and chips.
Yeah.
You see, I'm very specific. I will have...
John likes what he likes.
Dumplings with cheese, tomato, and basil, please.
Get out.
The chef comes out with a knife. Like, get out of my shop.
We're actually out of basil today. We're using oregano instead.
I'll have my money back.
And John's done.
Keep my money. Buy some basil with it. I'm out. Walks away.
I think we're spoiled for choice in Melbourne, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sure, you know, yeah.
When I went to Greece, I was essentially having the same shit every day.
Souves?
Yeah.
Man,
you can't get sick of them, though.
No, you can't. I've been eating a lot of souves, I've got to say.
I had a souve here the other day. Actually, when I was coming here, and the gate didn't work or whatever. I'm like, fuck! So I went out and got a fucking open souve plate from Peter Rabbit, whatever it was.
I thought you don't like that place.
No, it's decent. It's better than... Probably better than any place in Oakley.
Hellenic Depot is really good.
Which one?
Hellenic Depot.
Which one's that?
I think it's in Hughesdale or Huntingdale.
Or isn't the...
Right next to the station.
No, where? Huntingdale?
I think it's Huntingdale. Just where Oak used to be. You know what? Remember where Oak...
That's not Huntingdale. That's Hughesdale.
Hughesdale, yeah.
Huntingdale's just here.
I mixed them up. Yeah, Hughesdale. Yeah.
Hellenic Depot.
Yeah, right next to the station.
Never heard of it.
Really good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
As in their souves?
Yeah. Their meat quality is just really good.
Do you know what's a good meal? The kebab van, you know, on the corner of North Road and Warrigal Road, where the Kitten's car wash.
Kitten's, is that still there, that place?
Yeah. I've left here on many nights, and it's like after 10, 30, 11, and I haven't eaten. I'm like, fuck, I've got a 20-minute drive home. I will stop there and get just like a pilaf, like rice pack with just meat. That's it. And some of the yogurt dip. Best meal ever have. Sustenance, flavour.
I can see because it's 9:40, you're saying that. You're basically, when you leave here, you're heading straight to...
Nah, I'm not.
I had a go bucket tonight.
Oh.
No, I didn't. That wasn't a bucket. That was a tiny little
snack.
It's
called a go bucket.
Dude, it was just three pieces of chicken and some chips.
What is this, a bucket for ants?
Well, bucket
for ants.
I told him, do you know what I've been eating for lunch? Like lately? Four bean mix with feta and beetroot.
Your shits must be brutal.
Nah.
Are they red?
No.
There's no way you're eating beetroot and not having red shit.
I'm not having beetroot every day, dickhead.
Oh.
Yeah, but essentially tuna, four bean mix and feta with maybe tomato and just chili flakes on the top and maybe a bit of lemon.
Okay, keeps going.
And a little bit of this.
Yeah.
A little bit of this.
Fuck it, dude, delicious.
76 ingredients later, there's no four bean mix. Yeah.
There's no fucking oregano. A little
bit of garlic.
There's no garlic, there's no oregano.
I'm not adding some stifado. Yeah. We'll see how we go.
Yeah, and there's a cheeseburger planted right on the top.
A cheeseburger bite. What the hell is that?
Gonna get some protein.
It's just tuna and cheeseburger bites. No, legit. That's what I've been eating, man. Because I said, you know what? I've been snacking on just crap because I'm on the road a lot. And, And, man, fucking tastiest thing you're ever going to have. And there's no fat. It's all just clean. You know what I mean?
Well, the beans have fat.
All right, man. We're not talking like you're eating a burger.
And the feta has fat.
You're fucked.
I'm just pointing it out, man. As a fat person, I'm aware of the...
You're not fat.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm very fat.
No.
I'm 90 husky at the moment.
That's not nice. That's not fat.
I mean, for your height, maybe,
but it's not obese.
No, you are over a head taller than I am, and I weigh more than you. A lot more than
He's not taller than you.
No,
you're taller than me.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
You are.
No, I'm not.
Well, how tall are you?
Shorter than you.
No, in numbers. In numbers, how tall are you?
I don't know. I can't remember. I'm old, man.
57?
Yeah, that. No, you're taller than me, man. You've always been. So. You are. I'm fucking telling you.
He's taller than you. Unless he's wearing pumps.
I weigh a lot more than he does.
Unless he's wearing pumps or something.
I weigh a lot more than he does.
We'll check when we leave.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, it's true.
I turn around. Where is he?
Nah, dude, I weigh significantly more than
you. How much you at? You'd be around 105, I reckon?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I shouldn't be.
But I think your build is actually bigger than me.
You're broader than me, man, because the hoodies are a lot tighter on you than they are on me.
Not this one.
Nah.
This is like two sizes too big.
I didn't even see what that was.
I wear this specifically because it's massive. Mum had a crack at me. She's like, why the hell are you wearing that? It looks like a blanket.
What?
So people don't know what's underneath.
The point. I freaked her out that time when I saw her at that thing.
Yeah, freaked me out.
That was the funniest shit. I saw her, dude, I've walked into this 40th and I've just seen her sitting in the corner. I'm like, is that his mum? Like, yeah. I haven't seen her in like 3 years or something. I'm like, no, no, no. The back of my mind's like, she wouldn't be here. Like, why would she be here? Of all places. I'm in Dandy somewhere. You know what I mean? No, I was in Hallam, like out that way. Like, I mean, I don't know what I'm doing there. You know what I mean? Nah, like she was too far. My eyes couldn't really focus. I could just see the facade. And eventually, as I'm sitting there, she's coming, looked right towards me on the way out. I'm like, oh, you know, say hello. She's like, excuse me? Like, I stood up. She sort of freaked. Like, you know, say hello anymore. Oh, my God. Oh, it was funny, man.
Yeah.
I think she stayed there for a bit. And then she left to go get food.
Yeah.
Fucking creaks. I just want to say one thing. What time is it? It is. Yeah, we are nearly at 3 hours. I'm fucking running out of gas.
Oh, really? I've got a couple more topics, but that's okay.
No.
Topic away.
What else you
sorry.
Got?
Oh, sorry. No,
what else you got?
I've only got one left, but I don't want to go into that topic.
That's no, fine. I do. Let's go.
We've already covered it, and that's enough.
We still need to do the brackets.
Was it ESGs? I'm open to it.
Okay.
Every week. Say, fucking
did you hear?
Oh, man.
Say. You know how ESGs have major investors, which are the three, four biggest companies in the world?
Mm-hmm.
One being BlackRock, I think
it is.
The other one being Iron Mountain.
Yes.
And the other one being Evergrande.
Yeah, there's one more as well.
And there's another one.
Mm.
So, apparently the Chinese housing market has popped, the bubble, whatever it is.
In a good or bad way?
Bad way.
Bad way, yeah.
Very bad. So, I can't remember the specifics of it, but basically the company that was footing a lot of money or whatever as far as investment and stuff was Evergrande.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it's going under.
Right.
And this is like one of the biggest companies in the world because it just can't now. The Chinese government's not backing it. It's a Chinese company.
Is it just based on bad investments?
Bad investments that have flopped, and I think they're not getting their money, their investments back. So that is a possible player that has been taken off the board now because BlackRock said it was a BlackRock Iron Mountain had said they were no longer going to be doing the ESGs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
Evergrande
now is one of the other major investors. So they're going to be going belly up, which is like it's going to leave a very big. They were saying that it's going to leave a big mark not only in the Chinese economy but also world economy
because
they have fingerprints in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And so that's something that's interesting that I found.
That is interesting. I think it's good. I mean, I think there needs to be something done to... It's always been that if you're not getting an audience or the audience is loud enough where enough the majority is saying negative things, you normally would listen to that feedback. Like Sonic, for example, the Sonic movie that came out, and they released the trailer. Everyone was like, this is absolute dog shit.
Get fur. He had fur.
Yeah.
Sonic had fur.
And he looked like Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
And then they went back and redid it before the release, and the movie was okay. It did all right.
Yeah.
Like, that could have been a disaster, and they avoided it by listening to the feedback of the majority.
That did well, didn't it, that movie?
It did all right, yeah.
They made a sequel, now they're even talking about doing a third one.
They made a sequel to that.
Yeah, they've already done a second one, and Jim Carrey was like, that's it for me now. That's my retirement movie. No more movies after this.
And they brought him back.
Sonic?
Yeah. Sonic 2 was going to be his last movie ever.
He's the he's
I know he's Robotnik,
professor.
But
yeah.
And really? Now they're like, oh, I'm going to come back for a third one because they said they're going to do a third one.
Yeah,
that's what he was going to end his career with, Sonic.
Apparently, it's massive success.
Apparently, he plays the character really well, too.
Yeah.
But no, I never played the Sonic games to the depth that I should have. I had Sonic and Knuckles, I think, on Genesis. That was it.
I never played the first one.
I used to just fly through those games. You never really pay attention to
them. Don't. Like, yeah, it's just... like everything's just... yeah. It's just a platformer. Like, I never really liked platformers, but you just... you sort of, you can close your eyes
it's
and
like
just...
it's kind of like Mario. I never paid attention to Mario.
I never played Mario.
I just
I played
through.
Three extensively, but I wasn't a Mario fan.
If it wasn't a JRPG, I never paid attention.
Mm.
Really?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Anyway.
Until graphics started getting, like, maybe until PS4, PS3, end of that, I started paying more attention to games. Otherwise, just mindless. It was mindless for the most part.
Well, all games?
Majority. I won't say all, but...
you're saying that there were no decent games that came out before PS3 or 4.
I'm saying personally, I used to fly through the stories in, say, 80% of the games up until the PS4.
Tenchu.
That's one of the 20%.
Did you ever play the Final Fantasies?
Yeah, that would be in the 20%. Yeah.
Resident Evil 2.
I didn't care much about the story. It was more about, like, sort of shooting the zombies and stuff.
Hmm.
Okay. Spam, you know, skip through the...
You're like your brother.
Shut up, Jill!
Your brother's like that.
Well, that was the problem, that with Resident Evils, we used to play that together.
Yeah.
So he would play and I would watch and point out, hey, you missed that, hey, you get that, whatever. We'd, like, tag team it. So I didn't really care what was going on. I was more about, like, shoot that in the head, run over there, you missed that, go back there, you missed... You know, there's a typewriter back there.
Then, like, even that, I think, has become also a bit of a crutch for games as well, like... overinvestment in story. Like, I put a story, all right, we want a story, but you don't need to over-explain everything and make it to an extent where it has to be, like, you know, their
Odyssey's
attempt.
Odyssey's like that.
Yeah, like, it doesn't need to be an attempt at, like, you know,
force-fed.
A grand story told, you know?
Yeah, like, everything's
Shawshank, like, you know,
Redemption. Like, dude.
Yeah,
just,
like, you know.
It's got to be natural.
Double Dragon, they took the girlfriend, they went and got her back, that was it. That's the story. Streets of Rage, Corrupt City. Beat back Mr. X, done.
Imagine John is like a movie producer. It's like, tell me about your story. Well, it's set in a socially conscious world. Next. Like, just.
I want a story where it's a corrupt city. You fight a Serb in the first level.
They
fight a Croat. Then they fight a guy that looks like Freddy Krueger. Then a dude that looks like Ultimate Warrior.
Then the fat guys.
Then a couple fat dudes come along who spit fire out their
and
mouths.
And then they have a war come back.
And then they all come back. And then they fight two hot broads. And then there's an elevator. And then the boss has to have black spiky hair. Done.
It's got to be Mr. Big. Still Mr. X.
That was one thing I liked about the Arkham
Knight. Seriously,
like, Batman.
Yeah,
that's... is that the city was corrupt. There's a main story and little side stories. If you want to do them, great. If you don't, they don't force feed them to you. But there was, like, those little surprises with, like, the professor that becomes the bat. You remember that? And sometimes when you're, like, grappling onto the buildings, suddenly you get a surprise and you're like, fucking shit.
Yeah.
Like, the horror element in that game is actually really
good.
Which
one's
this? Arkham Knight, the last one in the trilogy.
One. Yeah.
Is it worth playing the second one?
Yes. I play the second one.
If you're going to play him, you start at the second.
All right,
you can skip the first. Like, it's
first
pretty.
Is, yeah.
I'm going
to
see.
Major plot
I went
points
back
happen.
To the first. I went
there's,
second, third,
there's
and
one. Some plot points in Odyssey that I want to see through.
I would imagine after 140 hours.
I'll see where it takes me, and I might stop doing all the side missions and all that shit. What?
I found it. I just remembered something.
What?
Did you see that they are remaking Naked Gun?
Yes.
Yes.
I sent that out to everyone.
I didn't get it off you.
I didn't get it off you either. That's interesting.
Look at this. I love, he's like inquisitive. You're offended. Like,
I reckon, like, I would expect to be the first person on that
list. You say everyone.
I saw it today. I saw it today on a freaking just a Facebook, like, ad. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, that's where I saw it.
I saw it about a week ago, and I ignored it. Like, that's got to be a troll or something.
I thought it was a troll, yeah.
I saw it again about 2 days ago, and I texted a mate of mine. I'm like, dickhead. Like, there's three people that I share Naked Gun clips with. You, this one mate, and my mate Pune up in Mildura.
Yeah.
And I sent it to one of them because I was already talking to him in text. I'm like, dude,
why does that name Pune sound familiar?
I think you may have met him.
Isn't it the guy they used to work with at the marquee stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Can we just quick context. Naked Gun, old school movie, very...
It's the greatest comedy of all time.
It's
my favorite trilogy.
We are talking about the remake, which is going to star Liam Neeson. Continue.
No. Look, I think he could give it a decent attempt.
No. But when have you seen Liam Neeson?
I don't think he can give it
hang
a
on,
decent
hang on,
attempt.
Hang on. Leslie Nielsen, all right, started in dramas. Mm. Like he started.
Yeah, that's
in,
what I was about to say.
Yeah,
like,
he started in like a theater drama
he never
background
made it big at all.
Yeah. It was only until he did the show, Poseidon Adventure or Airplane. Airplane maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they made Police Squad and then they made Naked Gun, right? So he went from being the serious actor, like a proper draw card, to being a slapstick, lampoony.
Yeah.
Like.
But the thing that cute. Yeah, go.
Right?
Yeah.
That's when he got his break. He never did any serious roles after that. No. It was always the funny guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what we became known for. Liam Neeson has never done comedy.
Yeah.
Ever. Have you ever seen a comedy movie with Liam Neeson?
I've never even seen him crack a joke.
Have you seen him be potentially funny in a movie?
No.
Maybe smarmy or like a backhanded compliment.
Well, he did 100 Ways to Die in the West, but he wasn't the comedy in that.
Yeah. How's he gonna play it?
There's a very specific type of humor and that you need to deliver.
Yeah.
And he's not gonna be able to deliver.
And 100% is not gonna be the same humor.
No, he's not gonna be able to deliver it.
No, but it's not gonna be the same humor from Naked Gun because that humor is offensive now.
Oh yeah, true, yeah.
It's going to be very sanitary humor.
It's look, Naked Gun wasn't really, if you look at it, it's not really offensive. There's a lot of slapsticky shit.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a
In
joke.
These
that,
days, it's offensive.
I'm trying to think of a joke
but
that
what
would
I'm
be offensive.
Is today would be offensive.
No, I'm trying to think what would be considered offensive.
Well,
in
he
that.
Looks down
walking
on women
at a
all
woman
time.
With a broken dick.
Yeah, he looks.
Sexual assault with a country dildo.
It won't fly.
Do you know what the best line is from that whole thing? It's like, when I see strange men in the park waving guns, I shoot the bastard. That's my motto. You killed three actors that night. Good ones.
Good ones.
Dude. Look, I'll be honest. The humor in it probably won't be the most offensive where they've got to water it down, but it'll be very sanitized.
It'll be very sanitized and it'll be completely different. Completely. I don't even think it'll be slapstick.
Do you know what I remember? In part two, when he's in the bar, like, and everyone's crying, and then the guy comes out, like, what do you have? He's like, give me the strongest thing you've got. And they bring out that massive dude, he's like, how about a Black Russian? And then the waiter's like, nah, like, we're not going to go for a Black Russian joke. Like, even then, too easy. Dude, Liam, like, it's not like Michael Keaton, right? Who did all those comedies and then they said he could never play Batman.
Hmm.
Yeah, that was in the '80s. Like he was only 5 years deep in his career.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Liam Neeson is an old man now.
Yeah.
He's done 50 years worth of like
look, I'm not trying
suspense thriller.
I'm not trying to defend the guy. I completely agree with everything you said, but then how are we to say that this isn't his Liam Neeson his Leslie Nielsen moment?
I also don't rate him as an actor in general.
Oh really?
To be honest.
Liam Neeson has played the same character in every movie for the last 50 years.
No, not 50. Probably the last 15 years.
Okay. I've only been watching his last 15 years of movies.
Okay, well, there's done a lot of stuff
and
before that.
Outside of trying to fake an American accent, which he does pretty poorly, outside of that, there's no variation in his characters. It's always like a broken guy with a dead wife or, you know, he's stuck on a plane or he's stuck on a train or he's stuck... You know what I mean? I saw like three movies of his back-to-back where he was on a plane.
He's a Statham.
Dude, he was on a plane.
He's a Neeson.
And there was a bomb on the plane or something like that. Then he was on a train and there was
with snakes and a bomb on a train.
Yeah, dude. It was ridiculous. I'm like, this is the same movie that I watched last week. Like,
of course it was.
Legit.
After he did Taken, he really went up and they just churned out movies that were just identical. It was just different plot lines.
Basically, they did The Rock to him.
Yeah.
In the early days where he's like, oh, he's actually successful. Let's keep pumping.
I watched one where he's trying to do comedy. And he's playing like a fugitive husband or something. Like, and they're the parents of like this. There's a couple that want to get married, and you know his parents come into town, and they've got to meet his fiance. And his parents turn out to be bank robbers or some shit like that. Touches on comedy, but he's not the comedy element in it. He says a few funny things, but not like he's carrying the. He's the.
It's
know,
more like a.
Yeah.
Funny, not a.
It was a shit. It was a shit movie to begin with.
Yeah.
Like one of those, just you watch it because. It's on, not because he can be fucked finding something else. Dude, Naked Gun is so specific. It was built around Leslie Nielsen and, what's his name?
Don't say it.
Who, OJ?
No. Okay, go. Say.
I just thought of some other jokes.
Oh, okay.
What?
I just probably wouldn't be allowed to be aired today.
Why?
Just like a midget out of urinal. I was going to have to stay on my toes.
And how about the shuttle of blank 68? It's supposed to be served slightly chilled. This is room temperature.
I actually thought he was going to say, so you can't call it a margarita. Why would they call, you know, I thought he was going to make the connection between the food and the Naked Gun thing.
They can't call it a Naked Gun if there's no Neeson.
Nielsen.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but it's very specific comedy. Like,
yeah,
no, right.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but I'm just saying, like,
Leslie Nielsen has not shown us a single cent.
But neither
scintilla.
Neither had.
Yes, he did.
Did he ever write? For Naked Gun?
Who?
No, wasn't it
Nielsen?
No, it was those brothers.
I can't remember who they were.
But he didn't have a play in the writing, did he?
No, I don't think so.
Okay,
it was just his delivery that would just.
It's just a just nail. It's just a gun, man. It's just an absolute.
Okay, what was the girl's name? Kelly, whatever. Okay, Kelly. Now put out your park brake. Stephanie. Put out your hand. Extend the middle finger.
Well done.
Because his delivery is so natural.
He's like, you dumb broad.
His delivery was so natural, you would think that it's his own writing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he's so comfortable with it.
Well, I went through a streak. I watched, like, Wrongly Accused. I watched Dracula Dead and Loving It. He's a gun in all of them. I mean, it's the same delivery and stuff.
I think those were basically the start of all those parody movies, too.
Yeah, true.
Hot Shots. But, again, Naked Gun was, like, late 80s.
It wasn't so much a parody Naked Gun, though, was it? No,
they had certain elements. It was more slapstick.
Yeah, but it wasn't where it was, like, imitating other movies.
Very few references.
Yeah, yeah.
That was probably like that dream in 33 and a third where he's picturing the Untouchables.
Yeah.
That's another movie that I watch if you want to say things that I revisit. Naked Gun. I won't watch the whole thing, but I watch scenes. Because you can.
Yeah, it's just
the whole movie is just, you can just watch it.
It's my favorite trilogy of all time. It beats fucking Lord of the Rings. It beats Star Wars.
Well, you have to watch those to see.
I've seen them.
No, you haven't.
I wasn't impressed.
Lord of the Rings.
No, I watched them. I wasn't impressed.
Now, I would say Naked Gun is my favorite comedy trilogy.
I was going to say, it's a different fucking genre altogether.
We're talking specifically about trilogies.
Well, then, I'm sorry, Dimmo. That's where you lose me.
That's a broad stroke.
To paint,
and don't get me wrong, I stroke often, and I'm saying that
he's a master stroker.
I am a master stroker.
He knows he strikes.
It's broad.
Ah, but the servant waits while the master waits.
And she loves that.
Yeah,
place.
I watched that movie not long ago.
Watch it, man.
Fucking brilliant. But it's like History of the World Part 2.
Oh yeah, that's what I was about to say. Did it end up coming out? That was due March of last year.
Yeah, did nothing.
Where? Oh, what's it on?
Wait, actually released?
Yeah, I thought it did. I'm pretty sure it did.
Look it up.
I haven't heard.
I'm going home and watching it tonight.
I never heard anything about it.
Yeah, there was like the ads and that was it.
Unless they pulled it from the cinemas, because I know they've been doing that. Pulling movies off the cinemas and putting
it
straight
to
streaming.
But it wasn't even going to cinemas, it was going to Netflix. It was going straight to streaming services.
And then I never saw it.
5.6 on IMDb, 73% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, that makes
sense. Yeah, but where is it out? What's it on? What's available in Australia? Australia.
Can I watch it in Australia? You're able to watch it on Disney Plus.
I will watch it. I have that.
I got rid of my subscription. There's no way I'm.
I am willing to share with you.
Okay.
It's episodes. Hey.
Episodes?
Huh? Yeah. Huh? First episode date.
It's a TV show.
6th of March. Yeah. I think it's a show.
I thought it was a movie.
I thought it was a sketch comedy season one. It's a show.
That's going to flop in the ass. That's why.
Yeah,
you need offensive jokes in History of the World.
Yeah, no. I'm not even going to bother.
Maybe you watch it first.
Then send him through the gauntlet.
If I haven't got a message with the username and password by episode one, I'm out. Just
waves it off.
I just send you a photo of me just like choking on popcorn.
Canceling your Disney Plus subscription.
You lost me at episode one.
I canceled mine. I can't stand it.
I've only got it because there's Castles on there and that's it.
Yeah, okay.
Why don't you just download Castles?
I do have it downloaded.
That was very forceful, man.
I know.
I do have it downloaded.
So when I got my computer, like when COVID started, I had all my external hard drives with all my shows on there. And when I plugged them in, the room just turned into a sauna.
Mm.
It was just the actual power-plugged one. It's not the miniature, like the
yeah.
USB-powered ones. So having three of those plugged in, slow down load-up time, slowed it all, so I just unplugged it. And 90% of that stuff is all on streamable that I already had.
Yeah.
Just buy a better hard drive.
Speaking of a better computer.
Yeah.
Ah, yes. Can you look at right, me like main that. Question. Main question. Can he play Helldivers on that PC?
Yeah, I'm assuming so.
Give it to him. We already have give a three-man squad.
Yeah.
Give it to him.
And you've got your fourth.
Yeah, but am I going to have to, like, level up?
Huh?
Sometimes.
Am I going to have to, like...
Nah, the levels don't mean anything. It just means stuff that you can unlock. Like, yeah. There's fresh stratagems. So, like, the turrets. I love the turrets.
Mm.
They just place them. More so for when you're escaping.
Yeah, like, yeah.
You're doing it, Tim. convince him like you convinced on that Terraman.
Well, I was going to say, I would rather you play Batman because I think you'll enjoy that solo experience more and then get into Helldivers.
I've loved playing solo games. Yeah. Like the last
I know you'll love years. It. I know you'll
let
love
him finish his AC.
No. No,
he's 140 hours deep.
He'll never finish it. There's no end to it.
No, but the it story. Let me finish the story.
Every time you get to a new level, you're like, oh, level 50 zone. And then you start looking up and you're like, 75, 80?
Yeah, it's fucked.
90?
What the hell? 90? It keeps going up, man.
It doesn't end. Up.
It doesn't.
Just stop.
It doesn't.
Play Batman. It ends. It's actually short.
It ends?
Yeah. It's pretty short.
What is the meaning of life?
2 days. It I reckon you can do it in a weekend.
Yeah.
Calm down in a weekend.
In the main story. The main story, you can do it in a weekend.
All right, whatever.
You'll have fun because then, like,
$10.
Same thing, you're chaining attacks just like you're doing Ghosts, and it's just fantastic.
Counters.
And your enemies actually, because you're like, you're Batman, so your enemies get butt scared of you.
They can have like fear levels, you get their heartbeat level, you can
so you stalk stage. Them.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can like, actually raise their fear.
And, and then they get terrified, and because they're seeing each one's getting picked off, because you can do it in the shadows.
So it's like the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Batman's whole thing was that he uses intimidation before violence.
Yeah.
Okay.
You that's raise what their heart like rate, it. They make more mistakes. You have a utility belt with all the goodies and shit. Yeah, it's just a lot of fun, man.
Yeah.
If you want to go stealth, go stealth. You want to go brutal, go brutal.
I like those type of films.
PC, you'll have a Helldivers gift awaiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you will be playing it.
Can I just finish my work first?
No!
It's never finished. There's no end to it.
You need downtime. You need downtime, dude. I worry. Like I said, I worry about your food. I worry about your downtime because if you burn the candle too much on one end, you're going to burn out.
Such a dickhead.
No, I'm serious.
Anyway, let's just wrap this up. Can we not leave it for like 7 weeks next time?
Well, next time, make sure you have a key.
Well, I have the
keys.
Well,
I was ready to go like 4 weeks ago too, by the way.
Oh, the keys. Yeah.
Me too, I think.
Yeah. I'm never going to lose this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you would think so.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Can we do this bracketsy, please? Sure. Whether it's the innocuous object one or whether it's the fucking action star one.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Next week. See you there.
On the long weekend. We do have a long weekend.
Oh, I won't be here.
No, you'll be in Rosebud. So that was done.
Working my way downtown.
Yeah.
We can't.
All right. We'll figure it out.
But we can end it on one thing if you want. Basil, tomato, cheese. Hold up.